This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we said when we got going today, President Biden met with the CEOs of some of this economy's biggest businesses today, alongside the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce as well, which, to make the turn here, the Chamber of Commerce does represent big businesses, yes, but also small ones, too. And those small businesses, well, they are not feeling it right now. According to the National Federation of Independent Business, small business optimism has dropped to an 8-month low. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that story.
For many small business owners, uncertainty is a big driver of pessimism about the rate of the vaccine rollout, the scale of the relief package, and how long it'll take consumer spending to recover. It's also about the small things a survey can't capture. Dennis Archer Jr. owns Central Kitchen and Bar.
We chose our location in downtown Detroit's First National Building because there are about 4,000 employees going there every day. I don't know if there are ever going to be people going back into the building again.
These kinds of doubts keep businesses from growing, even if they have the resources to. More than 60% of small business owners surveyed by the National Federation of Independent Business say they're not interested in a loan. David Audridge is a professor of economic development at Indiana University.
They're not sure which way to go. They're not sure which investments to make. So they stay frozen.
And pessimistic. But there are some numbers in the survey that show hope. More than half of business owners were hiring last month. About the same number plan to spend money on things like equipment and vehicles. But that was mostly in certain types of small businesses, like manufacturing and construction. Bill Dunkelberg is an economist at NFIB.
Those industries are just sailing along really well. They can't find the workers they need. They could grow more.
He thinks optimism, especially for businesses like restaurants and retail, will continue to trend down because a lot of business owners aren't confident the new normal is around the corner, and they definitely don't know what it'll look like. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.